This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is lashing out following his indictment by a Manhattan grand jury, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Former President Donald Trump says his unprecedented indictment on charges involving payments made during the 2016 presidential campaign is political persecution. Trump, who has always denied any wrongdoing and repeatedly attacked the probe, predicted the indictment will damage Democrats in 2024. In a statement, his lawyer said Trump did not commit any crime. They said they will offer a vigorous defense to what they say is a political prosecution. The Manhattan District Attorney's investigation centered on money paid to former porn actor Stormy Daniels and former Playboy model Karen McDougal, whom Trump feared would go public with claims that they had extramarital sexual encounters with him. Trump is expected to surrender to authorities next week. I'm Norman Hall.
Turkey's parliament on Thursday ratified Finland's bid to join NATO, lifting the last hurdle of the Nordic country's accession into the Western Military Alliance. Finland and neighboring Sweden each dropped decades of non-alignment with their applications to join the military alliance after Russia invaded Ukraine last year. Since their accession and bids were ratified at a NATO summit in July, NATO member states have gone through their own processes of giving final approval for Finland and Sweden. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has repeatedly said he expected both Finland and Sweden will eventually become NATO members. Evan Gershevich, the American Wall Street Journal reporter arrested in Russia on espionage charges, have been at a closed-door hearing in Moscow. We'll have more on that story coming up in the next hour. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Norman Hall also reporting that Iran has failed to unfreeze assets by the U.S. military.
The U.N.'s top court, the International Court of Justice, has voted 10-5 in rejecting Iran's efforts to free up $2 billion in Iranian central bank assets frozen by the United States. The funds are being held to compensate victims of the 1983 bombing in Lebanon and other attacks linked to Iran. Tehran says it will use all diplomatic, legal, and judiciary means to pursue its demands.
That was Norman Hall reporting. Lawmakers in the U.S. state of Idaho passed a bill that would criminalize helping minors get abortions without parental consent. We get more from the AP's Ben Thomas.
The Idaho measure would be the first of its kind in the U.S. It seeks to restrict travel by creating the crime of abortion trafficking. It would bar adults from recruiting, harboring, or transporting a pregnant minor without the consent of the minor's parent or guardian. It also would bar adults from obtaining abortion pills for a minor. People convicted of breaking the law would face 2 to 5 years in prison and could be sued by the minor's parents or guardian. The measure now goes to Republican Governor Brad Little. He'll have 5 days to either sign or veto the bill. Otherwise, it will become law without his signature. I'm Ben Thomas.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris Thursday pledged continuing cooperation with Tanzania as she met with the country's president, the only female head of state in Africa, in the middle of her first official visit to the continent. Tanzania's president, Samia Suluhu Hassan, took office when former President John Magufuli died in 2021. She is credited for rolling back some of his unpopular policies, such as his resistance to COVID-19 vaccinations and his ban on pregnant schoolgirls and his limits on freedoms of expression. Pope Francis' health is improving after he was hospitalized with a respiratory infection, and he has resumed working while his treatment continues. We get more from Lauren Anthony.
Pope Francis's health is improving and he started working again after being hospitalized with a respiratory infection. That's according to a Vatican spokesman who also said treatment for the pontiff is ongoing. All of this comes as preparations for Easter events were underway on Thursday. The Pope was unexpectedly taken to Rome's Gemelli Hospital on Wednesday after complaining of breathing difficulties. It's not clear when Francis might leave the hospital, though the Vatican said he was expected to spend a few days there.
There was Lauren Anthony, reporting. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.